if money doesn't come through, if there's any shortfalls in our revenue.
Secretary of Administration Mark Morata responded to Joint Finance Committee members' questions about big sums of money in Jim Doyle's budget that aren't yet in the bank. He told members, for example, in the event more federal medical dollars don't come to the state, the administration will work with legislators to fill the gap. Morata said Doyle budget shapers are not trying to dump a $500 million problem on their laps. On Indian gaming revenue worked into the Doyle budget, Senator Bob Welch demanded Morata show him the money, questioning why ongoing compact negotiations are confidential.
This is like Nixon's secret plan to end the war, you know, got us 3 more years of war. It's Doyle's secret plan to balance the budget. I guess the legislature isn't entitled. I just have one other thing.
I mean, you'll be entitled as soon as we have the numbers. I mean, what do you want me to make up numbers? I mean,
Mr. Secretary,
I can't make up numbers, Senator.
You have the numbers. You wrote 237 and you didn't write 240. You didn't write 320. You didn't write 100. You wrote 237. You figured that out somehow. But apparently you can't share that with us.
Republicans also worry about balancing the budget using $1.2 billion in one-time money, including a $200 million transfer from the Patients' Compensation Fund. It's a fund that pays out claims in medical malpractice cases. Just down the hall from Joint Finance, a public hearing on that issue put Doyle's new insurance commissioner on the hot seat. Senator Dale Schultz demanded specifics on the transfer.
I didn't ask you what was in the governor's budget. I asked you a simple question. If we took $200 million out of the fund, would it be sufficient to cover the claims that are incurred and not yet reported?
The administration says taking $200 million from the fund would be safe. While both sides wrestle with the deficit lawmakers call the biggest challenge ever facing the state, the current and ongoing challenge is getting them to agree on just how to fix it. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.